Samadhi. And when I was here in the 77, 89, 92, this was not Krishna's Kaviraja Samadhi or Bhajan Kutir. It was a sitting place for Asta Kavirajas, Govinda Kaviraj, Krishna's Kaviraj. And if you look through here, you'll see around the right and back, it's a U shape. Along the wall, it's a raised platform, and it goes across the back wall and comes to this side. Underneath that, and every divided into eight sections from front to back, side to side, and front to back, was divided into eight sections. Under each section had a name. Sitting place for Krishna's Kaviraj, sitting place for Govinda Kaviraj, sitting place for Ramachandra Kaviraj, and all the Asta Kaviraj is famous. Srinivasacharya, all the famous Kavirajas. This is a singing place. But then they said there's no money in this, so this is Krishna's Kaviraj Samadhi or Bhajan Kuti, whatever. What does it say?
Krishna's
Samadhi. It's not right, but anyway. This is Vrindavan. You know? What you see is not what you get. This is Rajaraj. And this is the place that Jiva Goswami would wash Rupa Goswami's feet. Rupa Goswami was doing bhajan here on this place, and Jiva Goswami was studying with Rupa Goswami. And so every day, part of his seva was to prepare the ink and the palm leaves for Rupa Goswami to write and wash his feet. Because he's like the Jiva Goswami, he's the disciple of Rupa Goswami. So Rupa Goswami would sit here and chair, whatever, and Jiva Goswami would wash his feet. So this dust, this is demarcated here. It's all fancy now. This dust is, of course, Rajaraj Chintamani, but it's moreover, it's a Bhaktapada Duli. And there's a verse in Chaitanya Charitamrita Antulila that says, Bhaktapada Duli, Bhaktapada Jal, Bhakti Vachishta Teen Mahabal. Three things are very powerful. The dust from the feet of the devotee, the water to wash his feet, and the food remnants. Bhakti Vachishta, what he spits out. So this is where you get the Bhakta Pada Duli. Duli means Raja Duli, Go Duli. You get the dust of the feet of Rupa Goswami. So all of Gaudiya Vaishnavas showing respect to Rupa Goswami, put some on their head and pay obeisance. Jiva Goswami Pahad Ki Jai. Shri Danya Seva, Shishi Danya Seva, Guru Seva Ki Jai.
Fingerprints. You see all this like this. Because you look, see, people go like this and go like that. And they go like this and they go like that. But eat some dust. Jiva Goswami Pahad Raj Ki Jai. all of God. Thanks, Benny. So now we're in Shiva Prabhupada's kitchen. When Prabhupada's living here, there's no fan here. We moved here in 1989, 1992. You see, I see here. I put in that pipe, knocked a hole in the wall, put in the pipe, put in the fan. And Prabhupada used to cook here in this corner here on coal. He used to cook on coal. And different employees, one lady used to come and make the coal and prepare the coal. Her name was Sarojini or something. She was the son of Bhakti Siddhanta. She used to come and serve Prabhupada. She was very quiet and humble. She would prepare a stove so I could cook. Because when you cook with coal, you have to get the coal on fire and fan and makes all kinds of smoke again. So she put it on the courtyard, smoked out the whole top of it. Then when it got in the hot coal, she brought it in the crowd and cooked lunch on that. So he was sitting here and looking out this window at Rupa Goswami's Bhajan Gujar. When he prayed to Prabhupada, when he prayed to Rupa Goswami for strength and encouragement. So one time when Prabhupada was sitting here taking his prasad, he's trying to take Radhana's prasad, and then the offering he made it himself. He had a little deeds around Krishna at that time, his own deeds. So he was praying, and one time, this was told by Hari Sari and Hari Kesh Maharaj, who was a servant of Prabhupada at the time. Prabhupada said, when I was in my room, I was praying Rupa Goswami. One day I darshan Rupa Goswami. I got Rupa Goswami appeared in this room, Sakshat Darshan, gave to Srila Prabhupada. And he told Prabhupada, he said, listen, Swamiji, don't be afraid, don't worry. You go to the west and preach Krishna Bhakti, and I'll be right behind you with all the six Goswamis. Give you full support, your prachar mission, your preaching mission will be complete success. So in this room, Prabhupada darshan. So Prabhupada taught the ideal life of a grihastha person. When we look at Prabhupada's life, we should consider, we consider two things. We can say he did this sin, came from a spiritual world, but that doesn't have much value for modern sadhakas. So generally, we consider the sadhaka sadhana. By doing sadhana, by getting mercy of Krishna and Guru Vaishnava, you become perfect in your sadhana, and you attain bhava and in this very life. So Prabhupada is a sadhana siddha. He was married for 35 years. He was a grihastha for 35 years. He had 5 children, one died, one went crazy and wandered around Calcutta, and like that. So he had 5 children. After 35 years of marriage, he left his house. He had enough. He took Vanapras in 1956. In 1959, he took sannyasa Mathura, Kesarji Gaudiamada, from Kesar Maharaj, 1959. In 1959 to 65, he moved to Vrindavan. 1959, 1962, he stayed in Rashi Gopal Mandir, near Radharaman. 1962, he came to Radharaman and stayed here until 65. They went to America. So he showed, he did his duty, he did his dharma, his Vyasa Dharma, Kula Dharma. He did it perfectly. 35 years married. That's a long time. His kids were all gone out there in business, but they took care of his wife. When Prabhupada left this world, he left a will, and in the will he left money for his wife. He He said, ISKCON is my society that I get money every month to take care of my wife and my children as long as they're alive. So that will is upheld by ISKCON. I gave money to take care of his wife. So this is the compassion of Karuna Prabhu. He said, oh, I said, I don't care about my wife. No, his whole life he made arrangements after he died to take care of his wife. He was much younger than that. So this is a place where he struggled. He was alone. He studied, he prayed, he got the mercy of the great Vaishnavas, the four Vacharyas blessed him. He did his tapasya, he did his bhajan, bhakti bhajan. As Guru told him, preach in English language, because he knew Bengali, he did English. So he did that. He started writing here, and then he went to America, and the rest is history. But this is where it all began, these rooms were out of Dhamma. Prabhupada came here with his disciples in 1972. He said, you should understand I'm eternally living in this room. This is bedroom over there. Bedroom and darshan room is there. This is kitchen. So he said, I'm eternally living in Radhika. Excuse me. A Freudian slip. I'm eternally living in Sevakund. This is Sevakund. Sevakunj is demarcated with a wall and boundary wall. The Sevakunj is this whole area. The post office, when you get mail, it says Sevakunj. This whole area is all Sevakunj. There wasn't buildings, there were streets here. One street was called Frame Gully, Mon Gully, Down Gully. This was the name. There weren't streets, there were gullies. Small footpaths through the forest, through the mud. So Radhakrishna passed in Frame Gully, Down Gully, Mon Gully. So this is all Sevakunj. Your Prabhupada lived in Sevakunj, serving Radha and Krishna, and his Sadhaka Rup as Guru, and his Sri Rup as Sakhi Mantri. So this is a very important place for all modern Gaudiya Vaishnavas. The Sri Prabhupada has some connection with everyone. Wherever they are, wherever they are, there's some, you can trace out some connection with a book by Sri Prabhupada, or a temple, or a Rath Yatra, or Prasad, or Sankirtan, or some bhajan, something that was produced by ISKCON or by Prabhupada directly. So this is the source is where it all took place. So we should come here and pray for mercy and see Prabhupada look out this window. He lived here for 6 years, 1959, 1965. You look out this window, you're smelling samadhi. It was a very nice place. We had the fortune to live here for 3 years, sleeping on this floor. And the same floor is here, they haven't changed the floor. They had debates over the years to change the floor, because everywhere marble everywhere. He said, no, this original stone walked down by Prabhupada's Padacharan. Prabhupada's Padacharan, those he walked on this stone. We sat on Chata and the floor. This service here for 3 years. Shanana Prabhu's Tilak Stali. This is where Radharani gave darshan to Shavananda. In this place, Radharani Prakat Stali. Radharani gave Sakshat darshan to Shavananda here. This whole part of Sevakunj, Shavananda, his name was Dugi Krishnadas. Dugi Krishnadas, that sounds funny. Dugi means unhappy. He was unhappy servant of Krishna, Dugi Krishna. So he was initiated by Rishi Chaitanya, a parishad of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he came here to study Shastra with Jiva Goswami right there in Radha Damodar. Every morning he would do Jaro Seva. Jaro means broom, sweeping. Because Sevakunj, Radharani dances, Rasa dances in Sevakunj, and sweeps in Nidhiban. So as he walks from Sevakunj to Nidhiban, walks back and forth with Sakis and Krishna. So he was sweeping. So one day, he found an ankle bell. He found an ankle bell that had fallen off Radharani's feet. It was extraordinary. It wasn't any kind of ankle bell this material world had. It was closed with gold and jewels in it, but it was very, it had a radiance like 10,000 sunshine. the Sangle Bell. It was amazing. He said something special. I think this is from Lila. This is from Rai Sangle Bell. So I kept it. So Marsala, Rai said to Lake the Sangle one morning, Yasho Srini was giving the clothes and ornaments to Rai to get dressed. And she said, Yasho Srini, you stole my ankle bell. The one ankle bell was missing. And so she said, no, I didn't.
No,
you're lying. No, I'm not telling you. So she said, Lita, go find out where my ankle bell. So she came and she saw this guy sweeping. So you're sweeping this area. What's your name? My name is Dukhi Krishnadas. Listen, Dukhi. Listen, Dukhi. Sunye. May Nupura Ganta Chordi. Lost. Have you seen it? Yeah, that's it. Give it to me. No. Why not? I think this belongs to your sister. Lita said, yes, it belongs to my sister. Because Lita's name is Anuradha. Lita Saki has two names. One is Lita Saki, another is Anuradha. So he said, my sister is Radha, I'm Anuradha. So Anuradha means one who follows. Anu means follow. Follows Radha. So give me, I'll give it to Radha. No, I'm not kidding. I want to see your sister, Radharani.
Oh, wow.
So Lita went back to Radharani and said, this guy is Dukhi Das, the Dukhi Baba. Dukhi Das. He's tight. He won't get an ankle bell. He wants to have your darshan. So she said, okay, let's go. So Sakhi came. Radharani, also Sakhi came, shot. They came here. The Radharani hid behind a tree, right in this area. Here was a big tree. She hid behind a tree. And Lita said, my sister's behind that tree. That's my sister. And he saw his sari blowing in the wind coming. He saw, okay, I see his sari. But I want to see her. And so Lita says, you can't see with your eyes. You're an Admi. You're a Manush. You can't see Radharani unless you have Bhav Deha. You don't have Bhav Deha, you have a Manush Deha. You need Bhav Deha, spiritual body. And so Dukhi said, how do I get one of those? He said, they called Puramasi, and Puramasi went Ashravad Deha. And he said, he became in Prakriti Bhav, not Purusha Bhav. Men are in Purusha Bhav. He came Prakriti Bhav, Dasi Bhav. And then Radharani came and gave darshan. And then he gave the ankle bell to Radharani. Radharani took some kumkum from here and put it in her hand and rubbed the ankle bell on the kumkum and then put it on his forehead. It's called Nupura Tilak. Nupura means ankle bell. Nupura. So it's called, their tilak's called Nupura. It looks like a different type, you know. It's like, no, that's not it. It's like that, but not like that. It's not exactly like that. But it's different. It goes like this and joins in the bottom and goes up and goes like this. Looks like an opening of an ankle bell. So Radharani said, what's your name? He said, Dukhi. He said, Dukhi? Suki, no? No, Dukhi, well, Dukhi. Ah, that's, what kind of name is that? Your name is Shamananda. Shamanan. Shama is female and Shama is male. Shama Sham. Why do we say Shama Sham Kijai? Shama. The bliss of Radharani. So the tilak of Shamananda is the bliss of Radharani. So it started a whole new parivar, whole new Guru Vaishnava parivar called Shamananda parivar. Pukaro. Dada. There you go, dude. Yeah, go on, Baba. You're nervous. You're afraid to touch don't leave. So, there's a Tilak. Tilak style. not too many of you know about it, but behind us is the Samadhi of Shamananda. So now we'll see the Samadhi of Shamananda. Oh, Shyam Sundar Prakastavi. Oh, yeah, yeah.
ये जो जगह है नित्य रासस्थली, नित्य रासस्थली, नित्य रास होता था अभी भी हो रहा है। चैतन्य चरित्र में लिखा हुआ है अद्यापि वो शैलीला करे गोरा राय, कोनो कोनो भाग्यवान देखी बारे पाए। अभी भी वही लीला हो ही रहा है, जो भाग्यशाली व्यक्ति भजनशील व्यक्ति वही दर्शन कर सकता है, देख सकता है। क्यों द्वापर जो 5,500 चला गया, श्यामानंद प्रभु आए 550 साल हुआ है, तो पांच रास होता था जब भी राधानंद का श्री चरण से नुपुर यहाँ पड़ा। 5,500 पहले तो द्वापर चला गया, द्वापर कली आ गया, कली 5,500 वर्ष हो गया है, कली पांच कली युग में रास हो रहा है, जब भी तो श्यामानंद प्रभु को मिला नुपुर, राधानंद का नुपुर मिला। रास करते करते इस समय राधानंद का नुपुर गिर पड़ा था। लीला शक्ति इच्छा अनुसार यह घटना हुआ है, क्योंकि वो लीला से, क्योंकि नुपुर ना गिरेगा ना टूटेगा ना फूटेगा, अप्रकृत चीज होता है, ना कभी गिरता है ना टूटता है ना फूटता है, अविनाशी, नाश नहीं होता है, ना टूटता है ना फूटता है। फिर भी राधानंद श्री चरण से यहाँ पायल गिर गया। क्यों गिरा? जो लीला करने की जब इच्छा होता है, नाम रूप गुण लीला, ये चारों कोई किससे कम नहीं है। नाम रूप गुण लीला, ये चारों कोई किससे कम नहीं है। नाम क्या करेंगे नामी की भी पता नहीं है, लीला क्या करेंगे नामी की पता नहीं है। लीला होने की था, इसीलिए राधानंद श्री चरण से यहाँ नुपुर गिरा पायल। राधानंद चली गई अपना घर, जब घर जाके दुबक के आते हैं, दुबक के चले जाते हैं। सवेरे जब ललिता सेवा करने के लिए आई, श्री चरण देखा, क्योंकि और लोग तो श्री चरण देख नहीं सकता है, सखी मंजरियाँ देखेंगे। जब सखी ने जाके देखा तो ललिता ने देखा श्री राधानंद के श्री चरण में नुपुर नहीं, तो कही भाई नुपुर कहाँ गया, है नहीं नुपुर है ना, कहीं गिर गया होगा। अरे कहाँ गिर गया बता, इतना दास दास हम ढूंढने आए में, तो कहाँ, और जाते तो वृंदावन, वृंदावन में होगा और कहाँ होगा। तो ललिता के विधवा महिला बनकर यहाँ आई, ढूंढने लगी। सवेरे श्यामानंद प्रभु, उनका नाम पहले था दुखी कृष्णदास, तब श्यामानंद नहीं हुआ था, नाम था दुखी कृष्ण, घर के नाम माँ बाप ने नाम दिया था दुखी, गुरु जी ने हजरत तेरे नाम दिया कृष्णदास, दोनों मिला गया दुखी कृष्णदास। दुखी कृष्णदास को गुरु जी हृदय चैतन्य भेजा था यहाँ जीव गोस्वामी पास में रहकर इन्हें अध्ययन करते थे शास्त्रों की, श्रीनिवास नरोत्तम रामचंद्र अध्ययन करते थे। उनकी नित्य सेवा था यहाँ झाड़ू लगाना, नित्य एंड क्लीन। फिर जब ललिता ने यहाँ आई, ढूंढने लगी, मिला नहीं, बाबा बैठा है, तो बाबा को बोला आपको नुपुर मिला है क्या, ना नुपुर मिला ना, दे दो ना, क्यों ना, ये हमारे पुत्र वधु का है, ना तुम्हारे पुत्र वधु का, ये तो लगता नहीं तुम्हारे पुत्र वधु का, तुम जैसे टूटी फूटी कपड़ा पहन के आई हो, जैसे मेले कुछ तुम्हारा भेष है, तुम्हारे घर में तुम्हारा भोग का इतना अमूल्य जिसका कोई कीमत, तो इतना बड़ा कीमत वाले वो धारण करती है, पैर में, एक पैर में है, दूसरा पैर में, हाथ में, कान में, नाक में, इतना मरा है घर में, ये नहीं है तुम्हारा भोग का नहीं है। मैं इससे प्रतीत होता है, मैं समझ लिया ये है किसका नुपुर, ये स्वयं राधा रानी का है। तो ललिता ने समझ लिया, बाबा तो ये समझ लिया है, झूठ कहने से भटक के बोलने से काम चलेगा नहीं, क्योंकि बाबा तो पहले जान लिया है। हाँ बाबा ठीक, तुम जो कह रहे सही है, राधानी का ना, राधानी का नुपुर है तो आप क्यों आई लेने के लिए, राधानी आप है, राधानी आके ले जाए, तो तुम क्यों आई हो, तुम कम कैसे दे दें। तो ललिता ने कही बाबा मैं उनकी दासी हूँ ललिता, तो अपना परिचय दे दी। तो श्यामानंद प्रभु देखा जी हाँ ये भाई स्वयं राधानी क्यों आवे, इतना लाखों दास दासियां हैं, ठीक है कन्फ्यूज खत्म। उन्हें नुपुर दे दिया, नुपुर को ललिता ने लेके दुखी कृष्ण की मस्तक स्पर्श कराया, स्पर्श कराते ही नया तिलक हो गया, नया तिलक नाम हुआ श्याम मोहन, बार नुपुर तिलक। ललिता ने उनका नाम चेंज कर दिया, आज से तुम्हारा नाम श्यामानंद, श्याम आनंद, श्याम और श्यामा दोनों मिलाए थे, श्यामा बहुवचन में श्यामा, श्यामा आनंद। तुम्हें जो राधा कृष्ण को जो लोग जो तुम्हें सुख सुख प्रदान किया, जो आनंद दिया, इसलिए तुम्हारा नाम श्यामा, इसकी बहुत व्याख्या है करके। फिर राधानी का मंत्र प्रदान करी, करते राधानी सारी सखी मंजना की यहाँ उपस्थित हुई, उपस्थित होकर इन श्यामानंद प्रभु यहाँ से लेकर राधा कुंड गए, राधा कुंड स्नान करा के यहाँ ले आए, उनका नाम रखा कनक मंजरी, कृष्ण लीला की शुद्ध स्वरूप कनक मंजरी। कृष्ण लीला में सखी मंजरियों की प्रवेश होता है और किसी का नहीं होता है, क्योंकि गौ लीला में साधक स्वरूप और कृष्ण लीला में मंजरी स्वरूप। इसीलिए कृष्ण लकी श्यामानंद प्रभु कर्णक मंजरी, हमारे जितना गोस्वामी लोग है मंजरी, रूप गोस्वामी, जीव गोस्वामी, रघुनाथ दास गोस्वामी, जगन्नाथ भट्ट, ये सब मंजरियाँ हैं। सिर्फ मंजरी सारा सिर्फ मंजरी और अलग मंजरी इस बनना है, तो इस मंजरी ईश्वर इस मंजर करके फिर वो अंतर ध्यान हो गए। हो गए जब तो सामान्य प्रभु देखा इतना अमूल्य संपद पाने के बाद वह बिछुड़ जाए, अंतर ध्यान हो जाए, कितना कष्ट होता है। जिन लोग ने प्राप्त किया उनको पता है, हम तो प्राप्त किया नहीं, हमको क्या पता चलेगा। जब कृष्णा प्राप्ति होने से और राधा सखी मंजरी प्राप्ति होने से फिर जब रोने लगे तो दोबारा से राधा ने आकर अपना हृदय कमल से प्रकट करके इसे श्याम सुंदर विग्रह उनको इस जगह पे प्रदान किया। बोले बाबा श्याम सुंदर विग्रह, श्याम सुंदर विग्रह स्वयं राधा ने अपना हाथ दिया, फिर सामान्य प्रभु दे के उन्होंने कहा भाई हमें दोनों
एक ही प्रकट
है मूर्ति। या बिकॉज़ ही इज सो सैड, ही सॉ द होल ट्रांसेंडेंटल राधा रानी मंजरी एवरीथिंग, देन ही बिकेम सो सैड because they all disappeared, they disappeared again, so he became so sad after seeing that whole thing, he became so sad crying all the time. Then again Radharani came, then again Radharani came and said okay, then Radharani gave from her heart Shyam Sundar.
Yeah, so then he became Anand.
Yeah,
pehle dukhi tha sad, dukhi nahi sukhi, guruji naam rakha sukhi krishnadas, matlab कृष्णदास अभिमाने जयानंद सिंधु कोटि ब्रह्मांड एक बिंदु, कोटि ब्रह्मांड एक बिंदु माने एक डट नहीं हो सकता है कृष्णदास, इसलिए नाम रखा कृष्णदास, कृष्णदास कृष्णदास। हमारी ये दुखी अपना पिता माता नाम रखा था,
तो बाद में वो राम ऐसे रख लिया।
नहीं, दुखी अपना जन्म लिए थे, बड़े दुख से मिला था उनको पुत्र, तो इसीलिए माँ बाप ने उनका नाम रखा था दुखी। जब दीक्षा लिया है हृदय चेतन से अंबिका जाके, तो गुरुजी नाम रखा कृष्णदास, तो दोनों मिल गया दुखी और कृष्णदास प्लस दुखी प्लस कृष्णदास, दुखी कृष्णदास कृष्णदास। फिर दुखी गुरु जी ने भेजा जीव गोस्वामी पास, सबरी जितना भी गोस्वामी एक ही है, दो नहीं है, सब गोस्वामी लोग हमारे एक ही कहना एक ही परिकर है, गौर परिकर कृष्ण परिकर, पूर्वार्ध उत्तरार्ध दोनों कोई किससे कम नहीं, यहाँ की परिकर इससे और मजबूत गौर परिकर में, क्योंकि सारी अवतार स्वयं भगवान अवतरे जेहु काले आर सब अवतार आशी ताते मिले, स्वयं भगवान कृष्ण जब आते हैं ब्रह्मा की एक दिन तीनों एक बार अवतीर्ण हया करे न प्रकट अभिहार, ब्रह्मा के एक दिन में सब सीधे एक बार ही आते हैं, तो स्वयं भगवान अवतीर्ण लेते हैं और सारी अवतार उनके संग में आ जाता है, इसीलिए सारी अवतार की जो परिकर है वो भी आ जाते हैं, मुरारी गुप्त हनुमान, राय रमंद अर्जुन दिशा का सखी, इसीलिए द्वापर युग की त्रेता युग आ जाता है उसमें एक में। ये तो लीला हमारे गौल्ला का बड़ी चमत्कारी है, समझाना समझना वो गौर गण दशदीप का देखना पड़ेगा, राधा कृष्ण गण दशदीप का देखना पड़ेगा, तब पता चलेगा कौन क्या है कौन क्या नहीं। ये बड़ी ये जो जगह है बड़ा महत्वपूर्ण जगह है, जो ग्रास तो होता था और जब यह शिला हो ही रहा है तो सामान्य को प्राप्त हुआ था, फिर आगे चल गए तो बहुत दिन होगा, तो राधा कृष्ण एक आत्मा दुई देहधरी अन्य ने बिल का आस्वादन करी, दोनों एक ही है दो नहीं है, बिजली एक ही है तार दो है, कि नहीं बिजली एक है तार दो है, एक तार से चलेगा नहीं, इसीलिए राधा हो तो चलेगा नहीं, कृष्ण होगा तो चलेगा नहीं, राधा कृष्ण होने ही चलेगा, इसीलिए हमारे महाप्रभु दोनों एक हो गए आगे, राधा कृष्ण मिलते विग्रह गौर सुंदर।
जय जय श्री राधे।
Why she came as Mirabai from Chittor to Vrindavan, she lived in this very peaceful nation. So now you see, this is the Lord Krishna Girdhar Gopal. Mere to Girdhar Gopal, dusra na koi, aur jaake sir mor mukut, mera pati swami. And this guy is the Mirabai, and this side is the Radharani. The lower is the festival which is, this is the Radha Manohar Lal. Any festival, the Radha Krishna come out. And that is the main important to Sharagramas. Meera's husband is a very nice person. He too much believe to Lord Krishna. And Mirabai also belong to Lord Krishna like a husband. So Meera's husband very nice person. But the younger brother very cruel person. When the Meera's husband died on the Mughal Emperor war, then after became the younger brother, the king. He does not like to Sri Krishna's bhakti. So first he sent to Mirabai from gift to Mirabai poison. So poison converted to Charnamrita. He became very angry, and then after he sent to very dangerous cobra snake, keep in the flower bucket and say the inside is the Sharanam. Everybody knows in the Vrindavana, Sharanam is the most important, the shape of the God Krishna. So Mirabai opened the bucket, snake come out, but Mira's lovely faithful fingers touch of the snake. So snake immediate converted to that shape, Sharanam. You see the back side is the snake and sitting the Singhasana, Sharanam. This is the most important thing. The Meera's lovely faithful tears come on the Sharanam, immediate became the shape of the Sharanam. Every properly in the temples, other temples, the round shape, the Sharanam. But the Meera's tears come on the Sharanam, immediate became, you see, two eyes. The whole of the two eyes. At this side and this side, it's all whole like a white, that is the Kaan.
Yeah.
Yes. And this is the nose. And this side, the lips and symbol of the fruit, Murli. This is a, now you will see the very carefully at the night about 7:30 and 8, the whole became the figure, white shape. Figure, now is the small, you will see the white color.
Yes, yes.
But in the night, the dark seeing, feeling, that is the figures of the Sharanam. Midnight also living, and in the morning, dissolving in the Lord Krishna, Sharanam. Then became slowly coming. Now you see the slowly, the figures is the come out. This is the last memories of the Mirabai. So I am very happy that Mahatma Ji has come to this temple. Meera say, be there, where you are, but you must know what you are. You are not body, you are a soul. And soul is the superpower, and superpower is the God. Every the religious, Jesus Christ, Bhagwan Buddhas, Ram, Krishna, and Hamara, anybody, Guruji, Bhakti Vedanta Swami, and everything, the superpower. And superpower is the God, like under sky, we all are one. Whole nature, that dissolved in the superpower. So I am very happy you are come to this temple. And you are first come to this temple?
Mataji, yahan pe rahe, 45 saal se yahi pe hai.
मैंने आपको देखा है।
हाँ
आपको देखा है।
अभी 15 साल से राधा कुंड में वास कर रहे हैं।
वाह यार,
पहले यात्रा हर दिन करते
हैं। हाँ आए हैं और मैंने ऐसे ही आपको परिचय भी दिया होगा। तो नाउ आई हिंदी में समझ लोगे या अंग्रेजी में थोड़ा थोड़ा बताता हूँ। है दोनों ही बताता हूँ, मेरी बहुत पुअर है इंग्लिश। दिस इज द हट ऑफ द मीराबाई। दिस इज द सीलिंग ऑफ द 500 ईयर्स ओल्ड ऑफ द वुडन एंड दिस पिक्चर इज द वेरी ओल्ड पिक्चर ऑफ द मीराबाई। यू सीन the lower earth about brown color, that's that time is the earth
preserved,
and white color showing the picture Yamuna. When I am childhood, the every years the Yamuna Rani came to this place. At 1978, the 12 days, the level of the water, this. And Bihari's temples, the whole water. In the Vrindavan, whole water. So, I have the picture that time. So this picture is a very old allergy of the hand picture. And inside in the picture, the small singhasana, that is the Shalirama. So Shalirama sitting on the temple. This is a story of the most important. Mirabai, the everybody is seeing to, feeling to Girdhar Gopas. And earth, sky, and bodies, nature, feeling to Lord Krishna. So one day, the very top portion of the living, the Raja Damodar's temple, name of the Jeev Goswami, well known. But the Pratigya, Pran, I never seen the woman. I only seen in the man. Mirabai listening this word. So one day Mira meet to Jeev Goswami. But Jeev Goswami, the follower says, you are the woman, please go out. Run away. So why? Mira say why? So because my Guruji not want to women's meet. So Mira says, your Guruji is man in the Vrindavan, only one man of the Lord Krishna, my Girdhar Gopas. Everybody is the nature, gopis. My Krishna, the touching and service of the Radha Rani. In the Vrindavan, only one man. Who are you? You are the Lord Krishna? No, you are the nature. Why are you seeing the woman? Not seeing the woman? Jeev Goswami says, the woman is the Maya. Woman is the my pratigya bhang karte. Okay? You are coward. Mira says, you have seen the woman like a mother. The mother, when you are born, before born, keep in the stomach. Then you come to earth. Then you give the feet, everything. So mother is the in the nature like a God. So Mira come this place and the singing the song. मेरे तो गिरधर गोपाल दूसरा न कोई, और जाके सिर मोर मुकुट मेरा पति सुन। हे री मैं तो प्रेम दीवानी, मेरा दर्द न जाने कोई, और घायल की गति घायल जाने जो कोई घायल हुई। बसो मोरे नैनन में नंदलाल, और मोहनी मूरत सावरी सूरत नैना बने विशाल। सॉन्ग सिंग सॉन्ग कम बैक टू दिस प्लेस जी गोशम ही ओपन द डोर आसिन द शिष्याल हु इज कमिंग माई वुमेन माई डो शिष्या से दैट इज द नॉट ऑर्डिनरी वुमेन दिस इज द राजरानी ऑफ द चित्तौर ओ द मीराज इज कमिंग माई डोर Where are they living? Guruji is living in the nearest. They're about a distance, about 100 meters. Radha Damodara. That time is the forest, like a forest. Vrindavana. The immediate come this place and the band of the Mira feet saying, really, you are a great woman. You are not woman. You are the like a Radharani's, like a Gopi's, I am meek your feet. Just this place. So, your Guruji's come this place, inside is the love, and inside is the power of the Lord Krishna, inside is the like a parts of the mothers. So you are come like a gopis. You are feeling that everybody is the gopis. Also Guruji. Because the sacrifice only one. Ladies. Ladies sacrifice. And Guruji sacrificed their whole life in the Radha Rani's feet and Lord Krishna's feet. So like a gopis.
Columns, carry columns, these columns, put up.
We made one piece of stone. We talked about
it.
Beautiful carving, huh?
Yes, ma'am.
Carving. Jai Jai Shri Radhe! Taka Shri Radha Manju Ki!
Jai!
Gopal Bhatta Goswami Pada Ki!
Jai!
So this is called Radhavan Prakat Stali. Yes. This way I had this ancient carving, Pancha Salpurani, 500 years old carving. This marks the place Gopal Bhatta Goswami is doing Shalagram Puja. And one night the Shalagram became Raraman, Chibanga. Chibanga Raraman. So this is the place of Prakat. Prakat means manifestation. So Stali, it's a place of manifestation, Raraman. So it's a sacred place. We can do Brikma. We do Brikma of this sacred place. And then Piche. It's the Samadhi of Gopal Bhatta Goswami. Maybe we'll go there and talk a little more intimately. And Thakurji's sleeping. So this is a very sacred, important place. Because this is where Bhagavan gave darshan to his bhakta. The Shalagram Shila is Vishnurup, Krishna, Vishnurup is Shalagram. But Vishnurup became Krishnarup. Because Shalagram doesn't have any, it's just round. It was called a Damodar Shila. The Damodar Shila has a line on it, like a rope. Mother Yashoda tied Krishna with a rope. Udar means belly, like he's got a big belly, a big Udar. Mota Baba. His mother was Shruti Baba. Shruti. Something. I've been working on it for 73 years. Something coming. 12 feet. 12 feet, no. So he, Bhagavan gave darshan, Shagram became Radhamant. Radhamant's most beautiful deity. His legs, his waist, his chest, his face, smile, lips, teeth, everything is there. Padma Ak, Padmanabha, everything beautiful. Radhamant, most beautiful. Swayam Prakat Murti. Radhamant, Swayam Prakat, just manifested. Nobody carved him. He was carved by Radharani. Because Gopal Bhatta Goswami in Vaikuntha and Goloka Dham, he's a Sakyamunji of Radharani. His name is what?
Gunamanjari.
Gunasakhi Gunamanjari. So Sarakarup is Gopal Bhatta Goswami, South Indian Brahmin. Bhatta is a Brahmin. But in his Siddharup, Nitya Siddharup in Goloka Dham, he's Guna Manjari. Manjari means Saki, Gopi. So this is a very special place. It shows that Bhagavan reciprocates with devotees. Says in Gita, chapter 4, verse 11. Ye tam mam prapadyante, tam sa jaiva vajamya, mamalavartate, manasha parta sarvasha. As you surrender to Bhagavan reciprocates with you. You love me 10%, I love you 10%. You love Bhagavan 100%, Bhagavan frame 100%. So Gopal Bhatta, he had 100% Krishna frame, Radha Krishna, Yuga frame. So he's a great saintly person, Gopal Bhatta Goswami, and Thakurji is a mystery. It's chamatkar. We say chamatkar. We say ascharya, ascharya, chamatkar, adbhut. All these words describe the prakat of Radha Raman. Ramana Thakurji Lal Ki.
Yeah.
So we'll do Parikrama and then we'll go see Samadhi. Behind me is the Samadhi of Lokanath Goswami. Lokanath Goswami did bhajan in this place, a nice kunja. It's called Lokananda Kunja or something like that. And you go out somewhere out in the fields and pass stool in the morning time. And Dharatam Das Thakur would come here and ask him for diction. He said, no, get lost. I'm not understanding it. So Narottam, followed Lokanath to the stool field and cleaned up the area every day. So that went on for 1 year, 365 times cleaned the bathroom of the guru. It's pretty humble. If you do it twice, you think you're a big, big, big devotee, right? 1 year, cleaning the stool field, latrine with Nariyal Jaro. And so Lokanath Goswami was thinking, because Narottam did it hidingly, he did it secretly, so Lokanath couldn't see what it was. He hid behind the bushes, then he came out. So then Lokanath, who's doing this? Every day he's going on. So Lokanath passed, then he went, then Lokanath hid behind bushes. And then he saw Narottam come out from other bushes and clean. Oh, this young boy is cleaning. So then he said, okay, you clean my stool field every day for 1 year. You're pretty humble. Because he's a prince. Narottam Das Thakur was a Kshatriya. He was born as son of a king. He was very wealthy and very aristocratic, a king. So kings don't, are not bungies. Kings are not bungies. Kings are kings. So the king became a bungie to serve his guru. That's ultimate param param dainya bhav. Ultimate humility. So he won the heart of the guru. The guru fell Karuna and gave him diksha. They lived together and did bhajan here. So Lokanatha Goswami did bhajan here and he worshiped. He found a deity in Yavidgram and Kishori Kund. Kishori Kund, Lokanatha Goswami was wandering on Braj. Lokanath and Bhugava, remember I told you, Lokanath and Bhugava were asked by Lord Chaitanya to discover the place of Leela. So Lokanath was wandering around trying to discover places of Krishna's Leela. So he went to Yavatgram, to Kishori Kund. And Kishori Kund, he was saying, it would be nice if I had a Tagarji, if I had a Krishnamurti to worship. So he went to sleep. And in his dream he saw a little beautiful deity about this big. Very cute Krishna. And then he said, what is that? He woke up. They went to Kishori Kund to wash his face and hands. And he saw Krishna standing on the banks of Kishori Kund in Yavatgram. Yavatgram is near Nandagram. So he was like, oh, Lord Chamadkar. Said, Krishna, you're here. Said, yeah, stop staring at me. Do some saving. I'm hungry. Give me something to eat, man. I mean, whatever. I know, said that. So he was like, oh, I dreamed of seeing you, my Swapna Darshan. And I woke up and I was seeing you, Saksha Drishti, Saksha Darshan. I don't believe it. I can't conceive it. Such kripa, such mercy. So Krishna said, all right already. Give me a cup of water, I'm thirsty. Oh yeah. So he went to his Madhukari, got some chach and some roti and sabji, and he gave it to Tagarji, gave him water, and then he was telling you about this call. Now he's in Jayapur. He's called Vinodi Lal. Brother Vinodi Lal Ki. So he made a jeweler. A jeweler means like a bead bag, you know. You have a bead bag, you have a bead bag. Show me a bead bag. I need some props. Here. So this is my jeweler. Right? Japa Chula. So in the bag he kept his Tagarji. And fancy bag. Right? And he kept around his neck. And his side was Vinodi Lal. And he went all around Braj with Krishna in his bag. Good night. So you're natural, I like it. Baby sleepy, put the baby to sleep. Her and Wajner both go to sleep. Lolly Lal. Lolly Lal. So, like that, he carried his deed. So he worshiped his, thank you. He worshiped his deed with great love and devotion. So, now we'll go another story. Sartadas Thakur's Bhajan's place, underground. He went down there, Yashma Sri went to sleep down there. No, she wasn't sleepy that day. But last night was late day. So let's see, is there something in here? So Dharatam, Loganath, this is Guru and Shishya and Dharatam. Narottama is the devotee of Lokanath, is Vishnu. Nisha Thakurji in the temple that we just went inside. On the far left is the Mahaprabhu deity, Narottam Das Thakur Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And next to him is Radha Vinod. Original deity of Radha Vinod is called Vinodi Lal, and he's a jaguar. And next to them, with the biggest deities on the far right-hand side, is Radha Vijay Govinda, the Balde Vijayushan. They look a little drunk. Right. Looks a little drunk to me. They're talking together. Yeah. And the little deity down here, this little Krishna deity by himself, is Gokulananda. It's called the Gokulananda Mandir. And that's the deity of Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur. You see this little guy? This little guy. Necklaces. You see? It's so nice when you're in your kutya, you look at these pictures now. Wow. There's a close-up of Gokulananda. Top, right, left, right-hand side. Gokulananda. Good picture. Wow. Look at this, is Ravi Navila. A good picture. Very clear, good camera. See, it tells in the introduction page, it's a canon. SLR camera, it tells you what kind of camera, it's not a telephone. Yeah. Old fashioned camera, yeah. Very clear. Like really clear. Ganga Narayan Chakravarti. Samaya Ganga Narayan Chakravarti. He is the same with Narottam Das Thakur. Narottam Das Thakur is this side, the right hand side, left hand side is Ganga Narayan Chakravarti, it's the same one. And the Guru is always on the right hand side. Right? Superior person, Guru Chan, superior person. There's three samadhis in here. Ramchandra, it says Ramchandra goes Kaviraj. Is on the right hand side, and then there's two sides, and the other left hand side is Srinath Acharya, and in front is Hemalata Thakurani. Hemalata Thakurani is the daughter of Srinath Acharya. Srinath Acharya had two wives, so he had some few kids. Srinath Acharya, and over there is Ramchandra Kaviraj. And this white one in the corner, that's the daughter of Srinivas Acharya, Hemalata Thakurani. Because Srinivas Acharya is her father, she before she left her body, she said, put my samadhi near my father on the side. Because her father is on her right-hand side. Because the senior is always on the right. So the daughter is in the front. On the right hand side, in the back is her father. So this is a nice place. It's This Sri Vasacharya's Bhajan Guji was always the Rupa Goswami in Sevakunja Radhadhanar Mandir. And then there was Rupa Goswami Swami, obviously was Srinivasacharya, and his daughter Hemalata Thakurani asked all the Vaishnavas if she could move her father's ashes, which were in an urn, brass urn, over here to this place. So they moved them here. Hari Ramchandra's Samadhi was here, so on the right hand side, because Srinivasacharya was superior, Ramchandra Kaviraj, I don't know if he was also a great saint, but Srinivasacharya was considered
more.
Acha, that's right, thank you. Ramchandra's disciple, so the guru was on the right. Ramchandra was already there, and then Srinivasacharya, Hemalati made her father Swati on the right hand side, respectable side of the disciple. So this is a nice place to pray for Guru Bhakti and to remember how a saintly daughter of a great saint, she became a great Acharya, Hemalata Thakurani, became a great spiritual master in the Gaudiya Sampradaya in the Srinivasacharya Parivar. I mean, he's initiated by Gopal Bhatta Goswami, but he also has his own line of disciples, beginning with his daughter, Hemalata Thakurani. So after her father left, Hemalata Thakurani became a big guru, a big acharya, lady. So we got a list of hot shots here. I mean, all stars, I should say. Nandini, she, him, him, her, whatever. Nandini, but this is a solid female. From beginning to end. Hemalata Thakurani ki. And Bhakti Ratnakar and Narottam Vidas and many different books with detailed description of the life and experience of Srinivasacharya. Srinivasacharya, he would do smarana in his Manjari Sroop. Who gave Manjari Sroop?
Gopal Bhatta Goswami.
What's his Manjari name? Paisa Manjari. Srinivasacharya Manjari Sroop Nam. Money means jewels, gold and blue sapphires. So. Once Srinivasacharya was meditating on Gauralila in Navadvip, and he went in his meditative stroop, he offered sandalwood paste to the forehead of the Lord, and he offered a garland and began fanning him with Chamar, Yusra Chamar. And he lost control of himself, began crying and shivering in ecstasy while he was meditating. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu mercifully gave the garland, gave him back the flower garland. And then he woke up from he came to Baya Chit, external consciousness. And what did he find? He found a garland around his neck and sandalwood on his forehead. That's pretty far out. And he got that given to his meditation. So maybe in your meditation, you meditate and someone puts sun on your forehead and you get a garland and you wake up, hey, wow. Another time he's meditating on Holy Leela. Brindadi was gathering stuff for the holy and Gopis were collecting powers and powders and tuning their musical instruments. Like that. And then you can't throw like powders in either. Wow. Holy, 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 holy. Oh, yeah, wow. And Sridhar is watching all the fun. And he assumed his Gopi Rupa and stood by her on his side, giving her powdered colors and dyes. The scene was beautiful. The sky was filled with so much color, the sun was blocked out. That's a lot of powder in the air. What? Krishna took advantage of all the colors in the air and he used various excuses so he could embrace and kiss the gopis. I couldn't see what was going on. Also, there's all the power, I can't see it. Also, somebody's embracing it. Who is it? Oh, it's Krishna. Okay. I don't think they pushed him away or anything, but. Lita Vishaka put Radha Krishna on the throne, and Srinivas started fanning them. When the pastime came to an end, Srinivas found his male form was covered with powders. He couldn't conceal it from the other devotees. The powders were glittering brightly and very colorful. Takuji ki jai, Radha Krishna ki jai. Nice backdrop. Has some hovering there. And the books and the boxes and all that stuff. Archie. Too bad. Okay. Okay. Jai Radhe. Hear about the Takarani. This is really good. There was one Gaudiya Vaishnava from Assam. His name is Rup Kaviraj. I actually wrote a great commentary on Bhaktivedanta Sindhu. But he had some different opinions from Rupa Goswami on Rasa Tava. He didn't believe in offering Tulsi to Krishna and stuff like that. So, in a book about the life of Hemalata Thakurani, she says she boldly chastised Rupa Kaviraj. She tore his necklace from his neck. So you nonsense was written around. So I think Rasa Sri comes to her parampara. You see a nonsense, he said, you're not. And Hemalata Thakurani said, you're not a Vaishnava. And he said, one time Hemalata Thakurani revealed a forearm form. Vaikuntha Vasi or something. So you better be careful, because if you're not, don't behave yourself, Yasa Srinivas will reveal a Chandi Roop. Chandi is a form of Durga, with a chopper and an axe and a dagger and a sword and a bow and arrow. Chandi Roop, very fierce form of Durga. So be careful. She's my doctor, though. I gotta follow what she says. Rasham Rai Ki Jai. That's the next place to go.
What do you say? What are the names of these? Okay, yeah. Right, I don't remember that.
Take care.
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. How many pairs?
So many good rats there.
Giraj, Shavuot, Shavuot. Oh, beautiful, Sundar, please. This Samadhi of Gauridas Pandit is a Nitya Parishad, eternal associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Who is he in Krishna Lila? Subal Sakha. Subal Sakha is the best friend of Krishna. He's a Priyanarma Sakha, which means he helps Krishna as Madhurya Leela's with Radharani and the gopis. And he's the same color as Radharani, his golden skin. He looks like he's a very feminine face, very beautiful personality. So he dressed up as he goes to Yavit, and Krishna and Radharani's locked in the house in Yavit and can't get out. And Krishna says, so well, I gotta be Radharani, I'm going crazy. I had to see her. I haven't seen her since Sunday satsang. So please arrange for me to meet her. So he said, okay, where is she? She's locked in Yavit. So he went there and he showed up in Yavit and Satila said, what are you doing here? If you're here, that black snake is nearby. Who's the black snake?
Shyam.
Krishna.
Black snake.
Krishna. Because Subal and Krishna are always together. So she said, no, Krishna's not here, he's in Govardhan. But what are you doing here? She's very suspicious. She said, I lost a calf. My baby calf ran away. I'm looking for him. Okay, look for him. And I'm busy making cow dung patties. All over the wall, everywhere. So, then when Jatil wasn't looking, Subal Sakha ran into the house and said, Radharani, you know, we have to change clothes. So, I don't know how that went on. I don't know how that went on exactly. But maybe, you know, because they were Radhika and maybe Subal was a gumsh with them. So he took it was dirty and chattered and threw it in the door of Radharani herself. As soon as Gamsha, she threw out her, you know, women's clothes. You know, the petticoat and all that stuff. So he dressed up as Radharani, put a couple of mangoes in his I was describing the that Krishna dressed up as a lady. So he said, What a man.
Yes, Shastri.
Yes, Shastri. Come on, man. And so a little over the top. Big is big, but that's not. Waterfront, not, anyway, okay. That's her Mundry's room, I guess. Wow. So then Radharani asked Subal, she said, what about, I'm supposed to be a coward boy. What do I do about this? These things over here, a coward boy's don't come equipped. These are options you don't find in the coward boy models. So Gopi, she wants to know, no problem, I got this calf. Just hold this calf up here, baby cow. So they cover everything, okay. And so Jatila says, Subal, and oh, Subal, he's got your calf. They're all right, imitating the tools. Yeah, I'm out of the camp. Okay, go, ciao. Then Chihuahua stayed there and said, oh, today I'm hungry. I want some sea rice. So Chihuahua made sea rice for Chihuahua, and he enjoyed it like anything. Because he already said, all right, Erotica, so he doesn't have to worry about cursing. He's taken care of. So he thought he'd make, take advantage of the situation. I'm the doorman, though. You're supposed to feed me. So he had sea rice and kachoris and puris and cheese sabzi and beans and coconut sabzi and buttermilk and orange cake and rose and mango cake and rose cake. He enjoyed like it. Confirmed. So Gauridas Pandit, he came and did bhajan in Vrindavan and he left his body here. This is called Dear Samir Kunj. And his deeds, they worshipped Radha Shyam Rai. Shyam Rai, Radha Shyam Rai. So this new murti I didn't see before. Everything, the whole thing is new. It's okay, it's a nice idea. Everywhere murti, before it's linking out murti. Radha Shyam Rai. Rai, Rai, Rai. I really like this place. I always come here when I come to Vrindavan. So we're now in Dear Samir Kunj on the banks of Yamuna. And we just visited Gauridas Pandit's Samadhi. Gauridas Pandit's Subhasaka. And his deeds are Radha Shyam Rai. So Subhasaka is a coward boy, best friend of Krishna. He's known as a Priyanarmasaka. Priyanarmasaka means most intimate. And he has his Stirati and Sakirati, but there's a mixture of Madhurati mixed in. So he understands what Radha and Krishna are doing together. And it explains in Ujjvalinilamani. But sometimes Radha and Krishna are in the flower bed and Krishna is lying on top of Radha and he faints, becomes Ananga, like Kamgaiji, you know, Ananga. So he's sitting there on top of Radha and he's perspiring profusely. At that time, Subhasaka comes in the kunj, into the flower bed, and wipes the perspiration from Krishna's face. That's a pretty intimate boyfriend. Yeah. Radha Krishna making love, enjoying amorous pleasures, and then Krishna's fatigued and sweating, and he doesn't have any problems to welcome him. Radharani's not dressed, Krishna's not dressed. So it's a very intimate personality. So I respect his intimacy with Radharani and Krishna Subhasaka, who is Gauridas Pandit. Gauridas Pandit, he lived in Ambika Kalna. And he had deeds of Gornitai. And he treated Gornitai like his children. So one time Gauridas Pandit, maybe you heard this when he went Navadvip Yatra. Gauridas Pandit came in to make the noon offering, bhog offering. When he opened went into the temple, the Gauridas weren't there. And he asked somebody, he said, where are they? He said, they're down on the bank of the Ganga in the kirtan party. Burning tire, dancing in the kirtan party. Some don't know underneath. It's too much cold air now. I already get cold. So Gorni Tiger dancing at a kirtan party. You watch this. My wife made this offering. It's hot, and if they don't eat hot food, they get indigestion. And so he grabbed a stick. And he ran down there. Ran down to beat them. You know, you naughty boys, Gorni Tiger. Your lunch offering is ready. You know it's lunch time. Every day you take lunch. Now you run out and join the kirtan. I'll punish you for this misbehavior. So he ran down there, and Gorni Tiger saw Gauridas coming out with a stick in his hand. Oh my God. So what did they do? They jumped inside the heart of Hridaya Chaitanya. His name was Chaitanya Das. Hridaya means heart. His name was Chaitanya Das. But because that Leela of Gauridas Pandit chasing Gorni Tiger, Gorni Tiger jumped in his heart, he got the name Hridaya Chaitanya. He became the Diksha Guru of Dukhi Krishnadas. He was born Dukhi and he got the name Krishnadas. And Dukhi Krishnadas became who? Smart girl. Shamananda. So he saw Shamananda's Tilak stand, Tilak, Radharani Prakat Darshan. And we saw we didn't see the Samadhi.
Samadhi is in Orissa.
Oh, okay, that's right. He's a Rishni guy. Shamananda was from Rishna. No. So, Raj Sham Rai. Oh, when you go to Ambika Kalna, I went to Ambika Kalna, and Guru Maharaj was born in Kalna. He was born in Navadvip Mandal. That's very significant. When you're, like Prabhupada was born in Calcutta, that's great, but it's not like being born in Vrindavan or Navadvip Mandal. Only very special Guru Vaishnavas are born in Navadvip Mandal. So Guru Maharaj was born in Srikhanda. Srikhanda is part of, is Amikalna, is one of the villages of Srikhanda. So once Lord Chaitanya crossed the river from Navadvip and he went to the island where Amikalna is, I forget the island. He went to Amikalna to visit Gauridas. During Lord Chaitanya's Leela. And he crossed the Ganga in a boat using an oar, you know, rowing a boat. And when he got there to Gauridas Pandit, he gave Gauridas Pandit the oar. And when you go to that temple, he has the oars in the temple, you have darshan of the oar. Like in Radha Damodar, we took darshan, there was a shila there. I was pointing it out to somebody. I think your father. No, somebody is standing next to me. I was telling. Radha Damodar, the footprint of Krishna. There's a Gauridas Shila and Sangha Goswami is doing parikrama every day. Every day of Govardhan. He was living in Chakaleshwar. When you go to Chakaleshwar Mahadev, Masi Ganga, you see the Bhajan Stalya Stan Goswami right next to Shiva Temple of Chakaleshwar. So he lived in Chakaleshwar because in the Puranas it says when you do Govardhan Parikrama, you should start with Masi Ganga and end in Masi Ganga. We start with Radhika and end in Radhika. But the law is you should start Masi Ganga. So Sangha Goswami is a very strict Brahmin, strict devotee. So he wanted to do prayer every day. At the end of his life, he wanted to do prayer every day with Govardhan for a couple of years. So he lived in Chakaleshwar, had a kutir, and he bathed in Masi Ganga and then did prayer Masi Ganga. And he was getting very old and weak. So Lord Krishna felt sorry for him. So Krishna appeared one day and said, "You're old guy. Don't do prakriti anymore. I'm staying on this shila, on this Gauranga shila." And when Krishna put his right foot on the shila, it melted from ecstasy, the Gauranga shila, and caught Krishna's footprint. Then he dropped his flute and his stick and caught the impression of Krishna's flute and stick, and a calf came up and stood there and put his footprint in it. I'll show you a picture of that. So that's on display. It's sideways. It's stones like this, but it's sideways. There's yellow chandan demarking the foot. There's flowers on a little tray, little table. When I lived there, you go up to the front and have darshan. And after COVID, they made this big boundary wall, keep you downstairs. You used to be able to walk upstairs, you know, like right next to these. Everything became so formal, Vrindavan. It's so-called, quote-unquote, improved, but so formal, targeting so distant. You used to go up to, there's stairs on either side of the darshan of Radharma. You walk up the stairs and stand right here at the entrance and look inside the temple. Now you're down, it's called a kirtan mandap. That's the darshan mandap, up the stairs, that's the kirtan mandap. And the fence is around there. Yeah. So that or, and Lord Chaitanya told him at that time, he said, "With this or, Goryas, I want you to help the living entities cross the samsara sagar." That's an interesting story, the or. What happened? Anyway. So one time Gauridas had a conversation with Gauranitai. You ever talk to your deity? You talk to Nikunja Jeevani? She's your deity. Here's the Devita. Don't forget. She will make you remember. Once, hello, Saki, pay attention. Once Goryas cooked a big feast for Gauranitai. Sounds good. And what happened then? He put it in front of the deities, but Gauranitai remained silent. And Goryas pretended to be angry and said to Gauranitai, "If you're not satisfied with this food, then why do you force me to cook for you?" And Gauranitai said, "We're never satisfied by preparing small amount of food. But you always..." No, they told me, they said, "Gauranitai, you're never satisfied by making a small amount of food. You always make elaborate offerings for us." So you always want to make too much. But when we ask you not to cook like this, you never listen to us. We feel pain watching you work so hard just to cook for us. Remember, whatever is easy for you to prepare, sound familiar? just make this. We'll be satisfied. And Gauranitai said, "I'll never do it again." He's all going to say, "I'll never cook big feasts for you ever again." He's in Mon. Gauranitai told him, "Don't cook big feasts." He said, "Okay. I'll only make you boiled rice and spinach." Then Gauranitai laughed. Like, more like, ah. Laugh, ah. Yeah, that's it. You're going to play Gordy Dye. And they start eating me up. You have so much devotion, Gordas. Whatever you cook is very satisfying. So one day, Gordas funded. He offered his tea, all kinds of opulent jewelry. Blue sapphire necklaces, gold necklaces, diamond necklaces, pearls, everything. And Gordy Thai said, actually, we don't like all this stuff. We like flower garlands. So, obviously they're not in the Sakyapriya Sampradaya. They want earrings and bangles and rings. Focus, necklace, waist belt, ankle belt, pile, oh, 9 yards now. So, he said, okay, for now, I'll just have a few flower garlands. That's pretty cool. This is one of the acharyas of Raj Shamrai Temple. And there they are, the brass D's, the little D's, not the big ones. The big ones are new, by the way. They just had these brass D's. This is the D's of Shamrai. They have particularly cool eyes. Raj Shamrai. Full two-page spread. Centerfold. Very nice. Cute, huh? Raj Shamrai. See, the eyes are all right, really look cool. He was so tired. The rest at 1:30, my God. We call 3 tonight. Okay, now let's see Radha Damodar. Love, so everything's so different. The old book. Here's the Gordon Shila. There's a Radha Damodar temple on display on the bottom right-hand side. It's clear this morning the yellow dots around the feet, but there's big-sized foot, right foot, and a stick and everything. Can't see, so morning, everything was outlined with little yellow dots of chandan. But one footprint, big right foot, and behind the heel of the foot is a stick and a cowering stick and a flute, and underneath that is a little footprint of a calf. I can't see it too clearly. So that shield was given to Sanatana Goswami, and Krishna said at that time, you go around the shield 7 times, equals 1 parikrama. In the temple, they say 4 times, because that's what they want to say. But it was 7 times. And the Acharyas say, any Gauranga Shila anywhere you have, if you go around 7 times, you get a benefit of the whole Gauranga frequency. So when you go back to London, Before you go around, seal on a little table and walk around seven times to try to do Giro. And somebody says, you ever done Giro? Yeah, I do every day. Were you in London? No, I do every day, seven times around. In Radhakund, there's a ton of Giriraj behind Radhagovinda Mandir. That's called Jiva Mandir, tongue, Mandir tongue. So whenever I go there, I go seven times around. And I pray to him, I say, please give me the strength to go around Pribram again someday. So I did half and half, with shoes, one half. Rara Sham Rai Ki Jai, Goryas Pranay Ki Jai, Siwal Sar Ki Jai, Good Night Ki Jai. Good night. Jai Jai Shri Radhe Shyam. Vrindavan Yatra number 2 Ki Jai.